Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, spiritual mentor of the Gift of Spirit. You can learn more about me and my work at giftofspiritradio.com, or you can follow us on our Facebook page at Touch 1M Hearts. That is the number one. I'm so happy to be with all of you today. On the show today, we're going to be discussing something very near and dear to my heart, the spiritually gifted child. From time to time in my work, I am contacted by parents of children who are experiencing spirituality, spiritual gifts, who are experiencing visitation from spirit. And the parents have concerns and so many questions around how to help their children. So on the show, we're going to be answering these questions and talking to mothers of spiritually gifted children to hear their stories and journeys and what has helped their children feel understood, safe, and supported. We're going to be opening up the phone lines to our listeners and special guest callers who will be calling in to share their journey with their spiritually gifted child. And you can call in on the local number throughout the show today on 310-371-5444. First, I would like to share that we all have these spiritual gifts, and these are very much God-granted, given gifts. Some of us in our being are more sensitive inward and intuitive, which over time develops, heightens, and makes these gifts much stronger. I know this is true for me as a child. I was spiritually gifted at a young age, extremely sensitive, so much so that I would faint all the time when I was younger. I would pass out in a store, in public, on the playground, and there was never a medical explanation, really. I was very sensitive to my environment. I knew at a young age that I was in the know, that's knowing, all knowing. I could pick up things from other people, what they were really feeling and thinking. I was able to read whether they were in their truth or not. And this, of course, was not always easy for me to understand and to deal with as a child, because I would, you know, have friends who wouldn't, you know, speak from the truth, and I would know that they were, saying a fib or telling a fib. And I very much got hurt by this. When I was a child, I knew from the time that I was 8 years old that I was very different than other children, because I was more of an observer, the quiet one of the bunch as a kid. Although I knew myself, I had a mind of my own. I was very strong-willed. I was all about being the truth, and all about honesty. And I was always right. I mean, I knew I was always right about things. My mother has told me many times that they could never correct me, because I had a very hard time with that. And I was always saying, well, that's not a good reason, because I know that is not so. And my mom would say, we just couldn't correct you because you were always right about things. I was very social, too, though I enjoyed spending a lot of time by myself, and I never once felt all alone. I was interested in a lot of things, and I felt a strong connection to animals growing up, and things that I attempted in my life, I did them very well. I was also very sickly as a child, in and out of hospitals, and catered to, made to feel very special and delicate, this born miracle. This, too, contributed to my belief at an early age that there really was a God, because he saved me when my parents were told by the doctors when I was born that I was only supposed to live a few hours, and if I were to live, I would have a lot of complications and defects. And I lived with no complications, and I had a strong faith in God, actually as a child growing up, because I felt I was saved for a reason, and also my family would tell me that I was special too. So who are these spiritually gifted children? What spiritual gifts do these children have, and how does a parent support their children honoring their spiritual gifts? What can help spiritual children ground and be here and live and grow here in this world? So we're going to be answering all of these questions and more on the Gift of Spirit radio show today. All children are beloved children of God, and all children, when born, exude so much unconditional love and are spiritually open from the time they are born until they're about 8 to 10 years old. And then their spiritual openness, heightened senses close up when they become more socialized here in the physical. So why are children more open when younger? Because they just came from the heavens, so in the spiritual realms, which is full of love and light. So remember, we are spiritual beings first, having a human experience. It's not the other way around. So just from having come from spirit, these children are very open to spirit for the early part of their life. You know, have you heard the phrase, out of the mouths of babes? Well, when a baby or a child says something beyond their years, well, there you go. They were very open and receiving from spirit, their angels and their loved ones in the heavens. And many children's heightened senses by the time they're 8 to 10 years old close up, and these senses may open again later in life, especially in the older, elder years, at the end stage of life before they go back home to the heavens. And in my work and experience, spiritually gifted children are very sensitive. They are all-knowing and all-feeling. They are very tuned into their environment and to others, very aware and hyper-observant as well. It's more than people's body language that they read. They feel what other people feel and can at times pick up on what the other person is thinking. They may have one foot in the spiritual realms and one foot on the physical earth plane. And they may be able to connect to the spiritual realms in a wakeful state quite easily when they're playing as well. One thing is for sure, these spiritually gifted children know without a doubt that they are absolutely experiencing the spiritual realms, and they're absolutely experiencing a visit from spirit. They know it's not a pretend thing. And in their experience with spirit, it's clear to them. They receive visitation with facts and details, and a lot of emotion is also present within them. So I invite you, if you have a gifted child, to believe in these children. Help them to turn on their light within. They have a beautiful gift. It's like when you know at a young age that your child has a special talent for something. It's very similar. So you want to honor and you want to believe in them and to talk with them. Well, we're opening up the phone lines right now to our callers and our special guests who are calling in today to talk about this topic. And you can call in on 310-371-5444 today. So we have Natalie on the call. Natalie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thank you.
It's so nice to have you here. And I know, Natalie, that your son is extremely gifted because I have met with him. And I wanted to, you know, ask you and have you share how you noticed that he was open and gifted, and what the journey has been for you and him so far.
Okay. Well, it kind of started off when my mom passed and he had said that he has seen her. And that he feels her.
Mm-hmm.
And then, probably about a couple months ago, he was experiencing what he said he kept seeing a black shadow.
Shadows, right.
Yep, he had seen that, and it frightened him, and you know, he didn't like seeing it. So it was different than the first experience. And then he saw that, and then he would hear it, like, walk past him. First, he said it would came in the room with him, and then it would walk past him and kind of show up in rooms that he was at by himself. And then we reached out to you, and then we kind of went from there.
Yeah, so let me share a little bit on this. So when children are very open to spirit, it could be a little unsettling for them, especially at a young, like age, like 6, 7, and 8 years old. And your son, I think, is 7, is that right?
Yes, he's 7.
7, right. So it can scare them. And when they are full of fear, they can see shadows instead of spirit. And it can very much alarm them and make them very, very scared. So what happened when I met her son? First of all, I could feel right away that he was extremely open and gifted. And he had not, you know, closed down those senses yet, because sometimes, as I mentioned, they close down between 8 and 9 and 10 years old. So when I met with him, I had gone through this before with a handful of children that I had worked with who were young. And what I did know at this time was that Archangel Michael is the protective angel for these children. And when we call on him as an archangel, he does appear and he does come in and he does help. And I wanted to empower her son to know that he was open enough and gifted that he could call on Archangel Michael. And what we did was I brought this knight of shining sword armor who had a blue sword. And I talked to her son about Michael and how he can come in and he can protect the home and he can make sure that these, you know, shadows don't come into the home, because it's very real for them when they see and feel spirit. And when they are in this place of fear, Archangel Michael can help and rid fear. So we were able to have him understand that and empower him to know that he could work with the angels. Because what we want when these spiritually gifted children are very, very much open, they can sense and feel so many things. And they need to understand that they are in control and they can call on the higher power, God and the angels, to come and to really make them feel more love and know that they are especially protected in this very much blue light. And we work with blue light, too. We also share that we could work with the heavenly light and bring light down around him and surround himself with the blue Archangel Michael light. So after we met, share with us what happened, how he felt. Because I know when I gave him a hug that he felt so grateful. And he was holding on so tight to me. Aww. And I just had the tears in my eyes, because he just needed to understand that he wasn't alone and these angels could help him. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, you can definitely tell, as we were walking to the car and got in the car, he was, you know, super excited and felt like he was really protected and loved that he had a guardian angel, and you know, really ran with that. And things calmed down. He did mention that he saw a shadow like a couple of times, but nothing that seemed to freak him out. Like before, he would scream and come running to me, and this time he would just kind of whisper, "I think I saw it again." And I reminded him of, you know, Archangel Michael, and that he's protected and he could ask for him. And he did that. And we scoured the internet for the night that you're talking about and didn't have any luck with the one
I
wanted.
which I'm going to have to do some more research on that, because that was my son's night when he was very little. Yeah,
right,
like 2 years old.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then we had this idea. So, you know, you could put these lights in your cabinets or underneath your cabinets, those rope lighting.
Mm-hmm.
So we found those and we put them underneath his bed frame and they light up blue. And he just loved that. He just felt like he was encircled in this blue light, and he hasn't given an issue about sleeping by himself.
Which is wonderful, wonderful. Because
yeah.
Some kids take some time after they've had these type of, you know, spiritual encounters, it takes them some time to feel really good again. So I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, no, it was wonderful. And he's just, he doesn't have any fear of it anymore. Hasn't really mentioned that he's really experienced that, or if he has, he's not scared of it anymore. And he just, you know, just, I think he was just really grateful to have help.
Yes, and you can reinforce this with, there's like angel cards out there and archangel cards that you can order online to get him familiar with the angels. The angels are very protective of the children. What happens when a child opens up like this and they have an experience? Sometimes, which I will talk about on the next segment as well, there's earthbound spirits that have just passed that haven't gone into the light yet. And sometimes children that open up like this, I mean, experience them in their room, and they need to understand that that they need to go to the light, and it's a time for the children to know that they can call in Archangel Michael right then. Because I do remember when your son asked right before he left, now how do I call him again? And I said, well, you can call him three times. Archangel Michael, come be with me right now. And like a superhero, he can make it all go away. So that is what is, it does happen. It's happened with a number of children that I've worked with, and they just need some help. These spirits need help to go into the light and into heaven. And so Archangel Michael immediately closes these children down, and they're, so they can't see these spirits anymore. The only spirits that we really want them to see, if they do see, is the archangels and the guardian angels and their loved ones in spirit, like their grandmas and their grandpas, and the ones that they truly know, right? Because that's going to bring in the love and the light and the healing for them, because these kids are so incredibly gifted, and they have a very big purpose here to help and heal many, many people. And you will not know what that's going to look like, of course, until they get into their older adulthood. However, some children know that they're going to be a painter or they're going to be a writer. Sometimes they actually know what their divine purpose is. So I would just invite you to keep the communication with him very open and believe in him, what he sees and hears, because he really is. And let him know that he just has, you know, he has a gift. He's open to the angels. And they will take care of him. So mothers really don't have to worry, although we do worry, right? It's just nature.
Right.
that we worry about them because they're so sensitive. But things that you can do with him is to find outlets for him with all this energy, because I do know that he has so much energy, this boy, right? And you can find outlets for him that he's going to be drawn to, whether it's, you know, sports or it's, you know, the arts, or it's something that is going to be a beautiful outlet for him to creatively place some of the spiritual energy. Are there things that he is, that you know of right now, that he is drawn to, like drawing or?
Well, he loves cars.
Loves cars.
Anything,
okay.
Remote control, Minecraft, those kind of things. Anything to do with like ninjas or knights, anything like that. He's drawn to.
Okay. So, I mean, really having those around for him to play, because playing is a creative outlet. And, you know, there are children that have invisible friends. They're actually spiritual angels probably with them. And just having him have a lot of playtime is really, really good for him to have that outlet. So I want you to keep in touch with me, Natalie, on him. Because as he, you know, grows up, he's going to experience probably more spiritually. And, you know, meditation is good for these kids, too, to learn how to meditate and to learn how to open up and close down with that in that way, too, to keep them very grounded here. So thank you so much for being on the show and sharing.
Sure.
And I
sure,
wish you many,
you.
Many blessings, okay? This
thank
is
you.
The Gift of Spirit Radio on Healthy Life, and we'll be right back.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to the Gift of Spirit Radio on Healthy Life. We are in the show today speaking about the spiritually gifted child. And right now we have Ellen on the phone. Ellen, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much.
Oh, it's great to have you on, Ellen. So I know you have a spiritually gifted child, and because we have worked with one another, and I want you to share about your daughter, Ellen, about how she, how you noticed when she was very young that she had a spiritual gift and she spoke about it, and kind of bring us up to date as to where she is now.
Okay, sure, absolutely. Well, things actually started manifesting themselves a bit when I was pregnant with her, but I didn't understand it then. So had the baby, and then now she's about 2.5 years old, and some things had gone on in between, but the major kind of thing that happened was I was driving down a kind of country street road here in Colorado. And she's about 2.5, still in a car seat, talking well, but still a toddler, and pretty much had me stop the car, dead stop, and had pointed to a house, like an old kind of white farmhouse I'd never seen before, and was very matter of fact, and basically told me, "Mom, I used to live there." And of course I'm thinking, "What are you talking about?" But I listened, and she went on to tell me, "I lived there, Mom, long time ago with my mom and my grandmother and my brothers and sisters. We lived there." And that was really all she could elaborate on. And I just kind of looked at it with her and took it in. And,
she was two or three years old when she said this.
I think she was around 2.5, close to 3. Okay. Yeah, it was somewhere in there. So that's kind of started that whole me really thinking there was more to the things that had gone on in our lives than just by chance. Her great-grandmother died not long after that, Grandma Mia, who lived in Chicago. Well, not Chicago, but Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Elle had only known her for 3 years. They resembled each other physically, but she only knew her 3 years, and they weren't extremely close because they only had 3 years together. But after Mia died, Elle would then speak of her great-grandmother. And it started when I would be sitting in Elle's bedroom with her, and she would tell me, you can't sit in that chair because Mia's sitting there. You don't want to sit on Mia. And this is when she was three. And I would just say, okay, you know, I went along with it, and I really believed her because I had no reason not to.
Right.
And then after that, she would just continue to speak of Mia. Mia would be sitting next to her in the car, you know, on the bed, in her bedroom. So that just continued.
And she felt at the time when she saw her grandmother, she was okay with that, wasn't she?
She was. She was never scared. She just talked to her about her like she was just still alive and sitting there, just as if she'd never left.
Right. I remember a little girl whose grandmother passed, and the week she passed, her father found her in the window talking to her grandmother, and he videotaped her. And
wow.
She was probably 3 years old, three or four, and she told her father things that his mother was saying to her that were facts and details about their life, and he
right.
she could see her, and she said, mm-hmm. Daddy, don't you see her? And so yes, very open.
Right. Yeah, and that's continued through today.
And she's how old now today?
She's 9 and a half.
Okay. And then bring us up to date as far as what's happened recently.
Right. Well, you know, we just kind of continued on with the spirits in our last home and her bedroom, the havoc that'd be created in there, and just silly, childish kind of spiritual ghostly things that we couldn't explain. And then we moved from that house into a new house, and it's been years now, and nothing's really come up until over Thanksgiving break, and she just had kind of snapped and was crying, and you could tell she was exhausted and you know, kind of at her wit's end. And it finally came out where she told me, you know, Mom, I have voices coming to me and people coming to me and wanting me and needing me, and I don't know what to do with this. And it was just feeling overwhelming. And that kind of took me by surprise because I hadn't seen that coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt scared for her because of the stories she was telling me. You know, some of them were pretty serious for a 9-year-old to be dealing with. You know, she would get feelings from a closet of a, you know, she would specifically call out the girl being blonde and teenager and the word suicide coming to her and things like that. And she didn't know what to do with it. And it was like she would hear these chattering in her head where she couldn't make sense of it, but she knew there was something desperately trying to get to her. And it just kind of had overwhelmed her, I think, at that point. And I was at that point really realizing we need to find out how to deal with this so that you're not feeling out of control with this and it's not controlling your life.
Right. And so she's not in fear, and this can stop happening. What I mentioned with the last caller, mother who called in, is that, you know, when children get to a certain place of being so open, spirit who have just passed on will find them who haven't gone into the light and ask for their help. And it's very common. It's very common. So that is the time to, of course, you know, when you contacted me, I mean, I knew it was time for you to be introduced or to know that Archangel Michael can come in at this time because he is the protector of these children who are very spiritually open, and to call him in to rid the home of any spirit that really does not belong in your home, and that there's only, you know, love and light and healing as far as spirit goes in your home, which would mean if she sees an old pet of hers or her grandmother Mia, that's okay because it brings her
right.
it brings her comfort. It brings her love and light and healing. And that
right.
is so important. It's so important when these children get to this level of being more and more open, and then this happens, and to know that they can call on the archangels, and or they can call in a guardian angel. I always say go straight to Archangel Michael. He's in the Bible, and he is the very strong protective angel that can come in and protect the home and protect her room and protect her, and that she can rely on him, and she can rely on God too and Jesus too for this. And all she has to do is say, Archangel Michael, come to me now and take care of this. I don't want to see this, right? She can
right.
intent that, and she can will that, right? And that will take care of it. So after this happened and we talked on the phone
yep.
with Al,
mm-hmm.
how was she after that?
Well, after we spoke with you and learned a few coping mechanisms and tools to kind of be able to be more in control of her situation, she definitely got some relief after speaking with you and learning about the golden zipper to be able to zip up and
mm-hmm.
not have to be open all the time to these spirits. She was able to, we need to learn more about the chakras, but once we learned to kind of shut the one off on the top of her head and not invite every little thing in, it just seemed to calm down a bit. The idea of having herself enveloped in a white light and then the blue light was huge for her. So after that, I had just by chance ordered, and I told you about this the other day, a tent. It's called a bed tent. It's actually the name you would find it under is called a privacy pop. And you can Google this. She wanted this for her bed because Elle likes to retreat to enclosures, a closet, blankets
right.
over her
yes,
head.
They do sometimes. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah.
Yes, and she, like, hibernates. So we found this privacy pop tent. I ordered it, and it fits over the bed, and it just happened to be blue, so it was
happened
perfect.
To be blue. It came in
it
blue, which is quite,
blue.
Which is wonderful. I mean, it's really not a coincidence that happened.
Yes.
So she's feeling better, and she's doing better, which is what we want to hear, and then she feels empowered.
Absolutely.
And just continue to support
wonderful.
Her, love her, and understand her, and believe in her, and talk to her, and keep those lines of communication
yes.
open, okay?
Definitely.
And I just want to say we've only got a little bit of time, but I want to thank you, Ellen, for calling in and sharing what you've been through
happy.
With your daughter. And this is the Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn. 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self-potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to Give the Spirit Radio. We are talking about the spiritually gifted child today and hearing from mothers who are raising these beautiful children. And we have another guest caller on the show today. We have Rita on the line, who I know very well. Rita has spent her entire life with one foot in the spiritual realms and one foot here on earth. And from a very young age, she remained spiritually open and knew she was extremely gifted. She's a mentor, and she works with people in the spiritual sense and the medical sense, as she has a she has had a career in the medical field. She is a mentor of spirit as well and has worked with spiritually gifted children, and she's trained under many spiritual mentors, healers, and teachers. So welcome, Rita, to the Gifted Spirit Radio Show. I am so excited to have you on the show, especially with this show today on the gifted children.
Well, thank you, Angel. It's so good to be with you.
Oh, and I'm so happy. So, Rita, tell us about your work with spiritually gifted children and what you have experienced with them and what has helped them to empower them and be on this spiritually driven path, because they have a very big purpose here, don't they?
They do. They do. But it's not usually realized until they're a little bit older, and what needs to happen is support and protection. And as you were talking about it, affirmation to the child while they're children, until they're old enough to handle, mature enough to handle the idea of what is going on. The children I work with are all different ages, Some of them very young. It runs in families.
It does run in families. Mm-hmm.
Yes. In my own family, I was gifted at a very young age, and our daughter was as well. Mm-hmm. And so I immediately knew what she was going through when she started talking about Mr. Invisible. And, of course, I did not ever see or hear Mr. Invisible. He was her friend. But I did know, I did feel, and I could tell by her reactions, that this person was a comfort to her. Mm-hmm. And possibly an ancestor that she didn't know. Her grandparents were still here, so it probably wasn't one of, it wouldn't have been one of them. It may have been an angel. It's fine, whatever it was, because I knew that this was a comfort to her. So what I found in working with these children is that it's so important to listen to the children without betraying your anxiety. Mm-hmm. They pick up on the parents' feelings because they're so open.
When a
parent is anxious, the child starts questioning whether what they're going through more than actually experiencing it and allowing someone to help them. They start to tighten up, and it's not easy to get through to them. So sitting and listening and not pressing them with questions, oftentimes doing, if you're with the child, like a parent, doing something like sitting with paper and crayons and pencils and just having a time when you just drew things. It didn't make any difference what you drew, because the drawing wasn't what was important. You're not asking them to draw what they see. You're just doing it so that they can relax and talk to you about it. Oftentimes it's very, very helpful, to ask them just basic questions, but don't press. And what do you see? What are you seeing, honey? What are you hearing? The all of the senses that the child has are very important, and they don't know how to use them yet, but they do know that they aren't more or less of this world. And it is a special place that they are communicating with. And mm-hmm. it's very important for you to just accept this and then allow them to explore it. They need some support to explore this with.
Also, it is, I'll say too, because I do understand this fully in my own experience as a mother, that mm-hmm. these children are very sensitive, and as you mentioned, they are empathic, so they can tap into the feelings of their parents, and they don't know how to shut that down and just be in their own feelings. And it's work for the parents to sort of rise above kind of what's going on with them, to be in a, I'll say, more loving, more relaxing, more open place, so that the children can be there too, right? Because if the child is having trouble at school because they are picking up on so many of the kids' feelings and things like that, and they come home and they're just so down because the environment's been down where they have been, it's important for the parents to realize too, to create that sacred space for them at home, so that they can, I'll say, regulate again, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And some of these children are so sensitive, and this is something that is kind of hard for the parent to understand, but once you understand it, then you're able to help them with it. These children not only sense the feelings of others, sometimes when the other has a mental image of something, like a video, they're trying to explain something, they're remembering something, this is other people that these children are with, the child will see it in their minds and mm-hmm. can actually comment about what's going on. They learn not to do that because it puts them in an odd position with other people. But they are almost experiencing exactly what this child is thinking of. They're
so this other person,
it can be an adult too. They're so sensitive, and all their senses are so heightened. They hear things, they see things, they smell things. Everything comes in so strong, and all at one time.
Yeah.
And it's hard for them to deal with all of it at one time. So what the parent needs to do is just help them explore it. It's just one thing at a time and explore it. It's really helpful if a parent journals, mm-hmm. like you mentioned the video that the one parent did of his daughter. This, or just sit down and write little notes as you go along, so that as the child, you can see how the child is progressing and how they're being empowered, especially once you start calling in the protectors like Saint Michael.
Yes, that has worked so much because, you know, he is the archangel, really, that protects all things, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I love hearing what you're saying about just, you know, drawing or just writing, and then they may feel, and then they may show you, I'm seeing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And really, I will say, you know, as you mentioned, empower them in their gifts. Know that they have this beautiful spiritual gift, so it doesn't alarm them or make them feel so incredibly different that they don't fit in here, right?
Well, you can liken it to things like some kids can run very fast and others can't.
Mm-hmm.
These
right.
children
like
have
a singing
them.
Talent or like a musical instrument talent. They have this beautiful clairvoyant talent. It's the clair senses, which I'm going to talk about in the next segment. It's the heightened senses, and this is how spirit will message and communicate with us through these heightened senses. And those that have these senses that are heightened, like the clairvoyance, which is the clear seeing, is a way for them to understand that, oh, I have this, you know, special sense. You know, this is how I was born. And
make it clear to them that they don't necessarily have to use it for anything, even though they're being asked right now. And that later on it might come in handy, but just to know that they have it.
Mm-hmm.
The parents need to know that they're empowered too.
And one of the things I want to ask you, if you have any resource for these parents, what would you give them as far as a resource or like a book?
There are several very good books out there. If you put, say, on Amazon, if you put in children, say, past lives, some people have to deal with children remembering past lives and don't know where this is coming from, mm-hmm. or these spirits put in children, there are excellent, excellent books out there. Dr. Brian Weiss, of course, is one person that will help the adult, the parent, empower them to understand what this is. Brian Weiss, W-E-I-S-S.
Yes, and Many Lives, Many Masters, it's his book. Rita, thank you so much. We have run out of time. This is The Gift of Spirit Radio, and we'll be right back.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to the Gift of Spirit Radio Show. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, spiritual mentor of the Gift of Spirit, and this has been a wonderful show on the spiritually gifted child. I just want to make reference to our last caller, Rita, who is with Guided Journeys, who has worked with a number of children who are very open to spirit and a number of families. And one of the resources that she mentioned was a book, Many Lives, Many Masters, in the work of Dr. Brian Weiss. I have had a number of workshops with him, as has Rita, and one of the callers earlier on the show talked about how her younger daughter, when she was 2 or 3 years old, noticed a home and said, I used to live in that home, and it was a past life that was kind of reoccurring for her, being so open at 2 and 3 years old, and past life regression is what Dr. Brian Weiss is a pioneer of, so I invite you to pick up one of his books. His first book is amazing, Many Lives. There's also a book that's called, he has a master's book, but there's also this book called Many Lives, Many Masters. Okay, so I want to talk about these spiritual gifts a little bit more. These spiritual gifts enable a spiritual connection to receive the divine spirit of God, Holy Spirit, the higher power, angels, saints, ascended masters, spiritual loved ones, which are our departed loved ones in heaven. And this occurs through our openness, our senses. And we all have five senses, seeing, hearing, feeling, smell, and taste. Spirit in the heavens fills up our senses to make a spiritual, I'll say heartfelt message and communication with us. And when this happens, these senses are called the clair senses, clair, which is French meaning clear. And some of us are very, I'll say, dominant in one or two of these clair senses. And throughout history, there's been numerous places and times in which people have claimed themselves or others to have these clair senses, like clairvoyance, which is seeing spirit. And a number of apostles and Christian saints were said to be able to see or know things that were far removed from their immediate sensory selves, perception, as a kind of a gift from God, receiving from the Holy Spirit, including Jesus in the Gospels. And this is, this was very known in the ages back then. In other religions, too, the same thing. A number of people have had these heightened senses and received from spirit from the heavens, from the ascended masters, you know, from that wonderful godly place. So in most of these cases, however, the ability to see things was the higher power and not thought of as an ability that lay within the person himself. You know, in my experience, I agree, of course, it is a higher power, because we come from that higher power, because spirit is a piece of the heavens, it's a piece of God. So I wanted to go through some of these clair senses, some of these clair heightened senses. Clairvoyance is actually seen within in your mind's eye, or there's objective clairvoyance, where you can see an apparition, see spirit, which some of these children have actually experienced when they have opened up more. Children may see color as well, which is our, you know, energy field, our what they call an aura around us. There's also clear sentience, which is a form of extrasensory feeling. It's a knowledge that they receive. And you can work with your children, too. You can have them hold an object and see what they feel from this. And they will definitely tell you. There's clairaudience, which is clear hearing and listening. They may hear from within. It's very subtle when it comes from within. Or they may hear objectively outside of the ear, which happened to me in the 90s when my friend was killed in a car crash. She came to me, I could hear her voice. There's also other ones like claircognizance, which is that feeling of all knowing. I know this. It's an intrinsic type knowledge from spirit. There is clairolfactus, which is smelling, the sense of smelling that they have. Like you may smell roses and there's no roses around. I know when I smell roses that it's my grandmother in spirit that's near, because she loved roses. There's also clairgustance, which is actually you feel like a taste in your mouth and there's no reason for that taste. So it's just a hypersensitive sense, and it's spirit that's actually communicating with us. There's a clair, like the touching, there's a clair sense around that too, where you can, you know, feel, often mothers tell me when their children are in spirit that they can feel them at night, you know, and they can feel them kind of hug them and sleep with them, and that's that sense too. There's clairempathy, where it's clear emotion, which we just talked about, that these spiritually gifted open children can pick up emotions from their families, from their mom and dads, from the kids at school. And it's not really theirs. It's just they are actually very much feeling that emotion. And sometimes as a parent, it's it can be hard to sift through whether it's their emotion or they have actually picked up on that emotion from being somewhere or being at school. So I wanted to go through all of those with you so you could understand that very easily these spiritually gifted children can have these heightened senses. And mostly it's clear seeing or clear sentience, which is that they can see spirit or they can feel something outside of themselves. So being so gifted, open, and extremely sensitive can also bring on exhaustion with the children. So it's important to zip them up with the golden zipper that I spoke about, bring in the blue and white light, and work with Archangel Michael. So I wanted to share all of these with you and know that you can find more about me and my work at thegiftofspiritradio.com. And thank you for joining us on this very special hour. And blessings of love and spirit your way.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. 4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.